Hey there, good morning. It's Captain Robert with Adventures on the Water. We've had a little cold freeze over the last week, and the trout have been a little stunned. Haven't seen any dead fish, and from the reports I've been hearing from all my buddies, it seems like everywhere south of the James River, maybe even the York River, got pretty lucky. I haven't heard much from north of the York River yet. We're hoping that the trout made it through pretty good with this freeze. I am away on vacation this week, so I have not been fishing this week. But prior to this week, the fishing patterns have pretty much stayed the same. Water temperatures are in the 40s. They'll warm up possibly to the upper 40s, low 50s in the afternoon if we have a good sunny day. And mainly fishing the Elizabeth River and its tributaries at the moment, targeting mainly speckled trout. Occasionally we get a red drum bite or a striper bite, but the techniques are staying the same. Early in the morning, working those deep water edges, 15 to 25 feet, and marking those fish on your electronics sure does seem to help a lot. If you mark those fish, work your baits down deep and slow. And as the sun comes up in the late morning, early afternoons, you can follow them up the edges into the shallows. And do yourself and all your fellow anglers a favor. If you do see these fish sunning in the afternoon in the big schools, don't take advantage of it. Leave the fish alone and let them recover and try not to stress them out too much. That's at least my beliefs, my thoughts. If you don't agree with that, then that's on you. As long as you stay within the law, then there's nothing anybody can do about it. And I'm not going to hate on you, but just asking for a little reprieve for them while they're trying to recover. Working those deep water edges, deep jigs, quarter, 3/8, 1/2 ounce, paddle tails, ball tail jigs, those kinds of things are working really good. As they come up the edge, work those suspended twitch baits if you choose to do so. I've been sticking with the soft plastics. Mirror lure Little John works real well for me because I can be very versatile with it and work it from the deep all the way up to the shallow edges, and they work really, really well. Pick and choose your favorites. Colors really don't seem to matter too much to me. I've used everything from Atomic Sunrise, down to a root beer color. So water clarity, of course, is very clear this time of year. Cold water, clear water. Just work them slow, and hopefully you'll find the fish. Use your electronics. Trust your electronics. Good luck to you. Enjoy your next adventure on the water. If I can help you with anything, please let me know. 757-567-8900 on Instagram and Facebook at adventures_onthewater. And look forward to fishing with you sometime. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me. Again, it's Robert Smith with Adventures on the Water. This is your Salt Strong Weekly Fishing Report. Thank you. Happy New Year. Enjoy time with family, friends, and fishing.